Welcome back to That Gaming Podcast, everybody. This is Ben.
And this is Alex.
And this is the show where we talk about the Nintendo and PlayStation games we're playing right now.
That's right. So join us as we embark into the world of gaming.
Let's do it. Hello, everybody. I'm Ben.
Hello there.
Oh, no. You're going to swallow the mic. And you are?
This
sir,
is Alex.
Excuse me.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back.
Welcome back. If you're new to the show, we're introducing ourselves. That's what I was trying to do there. And we are going to talk about Spider-Man PS4. We've got a couple different things to talk about. I'm restarting the game after a little bit of time. Alex just picked it up for the first time. And
yes,
thank you, Ben, talk about
that recommendation.
Yeah, you're welcome. We're going to talk about all the things we're loving about it. But before we do that, as usual, I'm just going to talk briefly about some of the things that we ask you to do if you're a fan of the show or if you're new to the show. You can go to our Facebook page. You can search THT Pod in Facebook. You'll find us there. You can go leave us a review. 5 stars would be really helpful if you did that. And you can send us an email at askthatgamingpodcast@gmail.com. Anything can be in the email. We really just want to hear from you. Anything you want to tell us. Feedback, game suggestions, whatever. If you want to know any more details, check us out in the show notes. I've got links for you. We'll hook you up. With that, let's talk about the game.
Let's do it.
Again, we're talking about Spider-Man for PS4, the 2018 release. I have started to tap into the DLC a little bit. So I'll talk about the first story mission on the DLC. And just some like up top notes, high level stuff. This game, the Game of the Year edition, which includes all 3 DLC packs, is included with no extra charge with PlayStation Plus Extra. Spider-Man Miles Morales is also included in PlayStation Plus Extra. So if you want to play the whole Spider-Man series and experience the entire story right now, you can do that. All you need is $100 a year. That's it.
That's already paid for itself. Nice.
It did. It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right there. Those 2 games together. Nice.
It does. So, yeah, if you haven't played it before, stick with us through the end here. We'll be talking for about 30 minutes or so. And maybe if you're like Alex, you'd be like, that sounds really cool. That I'm going to pick that up. And all you got to do is download it if you've got extra like we do. So, Alex, do you want to start us out? Where do you want to start with this? There's a lot to talk about, but
yeah. Good call out. I like you mentioned, I am still in the main campaign. I'm almost about done, as we discussed. Not tapping the DLCs. The biggest thing I'll say is one of the biggest things. What really interested me was, one, you showed me the game, and you mentioned this, I'm sure, before. The mechanics and stuff is just like the Dark Knight game that came out, Arkham Knight, so it came out. It's just the same dodging and fighting, and it's literally copy and paste in a good way. And the story is very well written so far. Like, they did a fantastic job with that.
Let's talk about that Arkham Knight style combat a little bit more in depth. Let's stay right there. I think what I like the most about it is that, yes, it's like Arkham Knight, where square is punch and triangle is dodge or evade. And you'll have the little spider sense comes up above your head. And then you kind of press triangle and you dodge. You have to time it right. And that's kind of the core to the mechanic. And then it expands from there. Depending on where Spider-Man is in the environment, different things happen. So if you're on the ground, he'll just punch people. If you jump first with X and then you hold down square, he will do a swing kick. He'll shoot some webs and then he'll kick a guy, and the guy will now be airborne. Now you can do a series of attacks airborne on him. you can hold down triangle while you're airborne, and it'll grab the guy with your webbing automatically, and it'll flip him upside down and slam him onto the ground. You can do combos like that. There's a move list. You can go look. It's kind of like Street Fighter, Mortal Kombat, Tekken, any of those series where you have that real extensive move list. You have all of those different moves in there. So, yeah, it's just like Arkham Knight, but it adds the secondary layer of air combat. Batman does not jump. So you don't have in Batman. Yeah. In Spider-Man, you do. You jump, and now you can do all these other moves up in the air. And you have your webs, which Batman does not have. So you can do web-based combat. You can hold down triangle, and he'll shoot a web and pull a gun out of a guy's hand and whip it around and smack him with it. You can do a lot of creative stuff. And yeah, it takes that Arkham baseline, and then it really expands upon it. And I think it's more fun for me, almost. I need to go back and play Arkham Knight. I haven't done that, and it's on my list to do, but it really is so much more fast-paced, quick. Batman feels more methodical, and you're really like, where Batman is chess, Spider-Man is more like race, like kart, like Mario Kart or something. Like, you're going like a mile a minute, and you're doing this, and I'm countering this guy, and then I'm grabbing this guy's gun, and then I'm punching this guy over here, and they give you a lot of enemies, and you're just going like quick. It's really, when you do it well and you pull everything off, and you're like bam 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 bam, you're like, I feel like a BA. I feel so like cool right now. Like, it's great.
Very quick reactions, very fast paced, that's for sure. I like the traveling around the city too, the swinging and stuff. It's not the Division with no motorcycles running around. At least I can swing through buildings.
Here we go again.
You essentially nailed the mechanics for that.
Yep. Go ahead.
I have nothing else to add. You basically state what you just mentioned. I got nothing. The only thing I will add.
It's fun, isn't it?
Was really, really.
Yeah.
It's very fun. It's very fun. It's very, very fluid. The controls feel very solid. There's no like weird bulkiness like I felt in Avengers. A game when I played.
That's a good point.
Way more smoother. Yeah, way more.
Yeah,
smoother.
I didn't think about that. That's true. Yeah, Avengers was the little bulky, a little
clunky.
Yeah, it didn't feel like as responsive. The controls here are real responsive. I want to do this now, right. And it happens now. There's no real delay. Yeah,
right.
Swinging around, to touch on what you're saying there. Swinging around. I love swinging around in this game. And there's more to it than just swinging around. It's you get to the – you start on your swing. You kind of have to run, and then you hold down X, and he'll, like, leap into the air, and then you hit the swing button, and you're starting with some momentum, and you get to, the, like, the apex of your swing, and he'll get, like, these little lines that'll go around him, like a little speed boost. Then you let off the swing button. And then you start to dive, and he'll put his head down in the air. And as he starts to dive, you get more little like icons that come around him, like wind is rushing around you. And that's the timing to like hit the swing again, and then keep your momentum going. And you get going faster and faster until you're like, you feel like you're just going 100 miles an hour between these buildings. And they really nail the sense of speed that you see in the movies. When you see Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, Tom Holland, whatever, when you see them swinging through the skyscrapers, they really nail that sense of speed. And it feels like I'm flying. It's really cool. I find myself being like, wee, like an idiot.
Well, and they make it fun because, I mean, there's fast travel in the game, but there's sometimes I'm like, you know, I'll swing all the way there. I don't feel like fast travel. I'm going to swing. And it's fun doing it. Yeah. I'm like, I was going to swing. I'm going fast travel.
Exactly. And not to mention, you can hit L2 and R2 at any of those anchor points that you see pop up, the little circle on the screen, and then you zip line right to it. And then you press X, and he'll leapfrog off of that point. And keep going. So you can kind of like, oh, it's real tight right here. I can't swing right here. Okay, I'm just going to leapfrog off these buildings. And you're just like, boing, boing. And you just kind of, it's really ingenious how they make it super simple and super smooth to get around. Like, you never, like you're saying, you never feel like, oh, it's going to be such a hassle to swing 1,000 yards over there. No, it's not. It's actually fun. No. Like, you, yeah.
I will say the last Spider-Man game I played was on the PlayStation 2. So I'm coming from a place where swinging was terrible and the game was okay. So it's
two
like,
generations later.
Yeah, exactly. Quite a bit generations later and games later. It's like, oh, okay, this is definitely different. So for me, I'm like in awe of it. I'm like, oh wow, this is different. And I never picked up before because I just never was into Spider-Man until into Spider-Man games until you shared played and you showed me. So that's it's fun. One thing I will add very quickly that really got me into the game more, since we're moving on from the mechanics and stuff, is the world is very living. They did a great job with things being so alive. The pedestrians, the traffic, in the sky you have some planes flying around sometimes. It's very very you feel like you're in actual New York, like you said.
You do.
There's even when you swing in randomly, you're not on a mission, there's some cops will pull somebody over and write him a ticket or something. Or there's like a blocked off accident or an ambulance doing something. There's always something happening in the city. There's pigeons flying. It's like the city's so alive. That's what gets me going. It's like if that's alive as well and it's feeding back to me, I feel more immersed into it. So they did a fantastic job. You can go and high five a pedestrian.
I was just going
to
say that.
By the way, you got to get 10 of those to get a trophy.
Oh, really? That's cool.
But it says, you can't high five any pedestrian. You have to find the one that's like, that's kind of like, hey, Spider-Man. They take pictures of you if you're walking. They comment. You hear people talking and stuff. It's just so alive. They did a great job with that. But the best thing of all they did for me in this game so far, I haven't finished it. I'll play DLC yet. And I told you this the other day, is they included Stan Lee as a cameo in the beginning part. That blew me away. I was like, oh man, it's Stan Lee. And it's kind of like more touching that because he passed away, of course, sadly. Mm-hmm. But seeing them, I was like, oh, that's awesome. He's in the game. That's great. Yeah. So seeing him and him and with his voice and doing his little one line scene like he does in the Marvel movies, I was like, that's pretty cool. So
yeah, I forgot about that because I did that that story mission like long, long time ago.
Long ago.
I picked this game up like three missions away from finishing the story. That's where I picked it up. It's one of them games where I got really close to the end and then I just got distracted and went off to something else. But, so I forgot about that until you told me, and then it was a nice memory to be like, oh, I kind of remember that. Yeah, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Talking about the city is alive. Yeah. It's definitely NYC, baby. It feels like it. Hannah and I went there and it feels just like it when I'm walking around in the game. Talking to pedestrians and stuff. One thing that you didn't touch on, which I wondered if you really liked this or not. I didn't really tell you much about it, but I was like, I'm just going to see if he kind of stumbles on it. The landmarks in the game. I know you really like the history tours that are in Assassin's Creed. This is not that. It's not that in depth. Mm-hmm. But you do go around and you take pictures of like actual real life landmarks, Grand Central Station, Statue of Liberty, the Chrysler Building, Rockefeller Center, which I've actually physically been in my real life. Like, I've been to these places and I was like, this is really cool. I'm going around in the game and taking pictures. Did you like doing the pictures of all those things?
No, I did. It's definitely not as Assassin's Creed, obviously. No, I enjoyed that here. You know what's funny is my first photo shoot besides the tutorial they show you was like the Avengers Tower and Doctor Strange's building.
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty cool. They have that Those from the cool. other universe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not from the other Marvel storylines in there. I'm like, oh, cool. They got And there's a trophy for Avengers Towers, by the way, too. You got to go up there and perch and you get a trophy for Avengers
That's
Tower.
Cool.
But anyways. Yeah. But it was good. I liked it. I liked the historical part here. I think I would have liked it a little bit more if they had like a bit of a description about it, like what it, you know, like when it was built or something like that. But going just to take pictures as well, that was fun, especially taking pictures from like different, like on the side of a Skyliner or whatever you're trying to take a picture of. I thought that was pretty cool. So no, it was fun. I liked it.
I like that they incorporated it into the gameplay that you get some experience for doing it and that you need those tokens to unlock a costume or that kind of thing. I thought that was pretty cool. And you can use those tokens to upgrade your abilities as well. So it was cool that, like, just taking a picture of a landmark is fun, but you get something for it. It's not just like, if I didn't get anything for it, I don't know if I would have done it, you know? It probably wouldn't have incentivized me to keep doing it, because I'd be like, well, I'm just wasting time. I could be doing... No, I don't play for trophies, man. I am like... I never really want to be anti-trophy around you, because I know you really like them, but...
Okay.
The idea of trophies to me sometimes, I'm just like, I hate this, because it makes it feel like a job. It makes it feel like the only way I can have fun playing this game is if I get all the little shiny trophies. And I'm kind of like, no, I just want to play and enjoy it and be in New York City and hang out there and give people high fives. I don't know. That's just me, but. Is that a crazy take? Does somebody disagree? Email us. Let me know. Email us.
I was going to say, I have comments on it, but we'll discuss it another time. Because it depends how you look at it. But we'll move
on. It's just my personality, it doesn't mesh well. Because I start to go like obsessed about getting them all. And then I'm like angry at the game and throwing my controller. And I'm like, and then I take that a second. Happen. I'm like, Ben, what are you doing here? What are you playing this video game for if you're just mad? You know, like, why am I doing this? So, anyway, I digress. What are we saying? Tokens. We can talk about that. So, doing these side quests gets you tokens. And there are different Spider-Man suits. You know, he's had 101 suits throughout his comic book career. So, since the 60s when the comics came out. So, it's been, 60 years now. So there's a lot of different Spider-Man costumes. But this game has quite a few. 30 or more, I want to guess. There's some that you just unlock after doing a mission. You get it without any requirement. But most require you to do challenge missions. Taskmaster is in the game. And he's similar to the Riddler in Batman. And you have to do challenge missions for him. And you get challenge tokens, and you can use to unlock a suit. Some suits will say they need 3 challenge tokens, 2 base tokens where you take down like a base of thugs. It's just like you have the bases that are in games like Horizon Forbidden West. There's just a base of people. You have to go take them out, clear the area. A suit might say you need 3 of those, 2 of the landmark tokens, and 1 backpack, and you can unlock this suit. So you just kind of look at the suits, and you're like, that one's pretty. I want that one. How much does it cost to do it? Okay, go to your map. All right, I'll go to this one, this one, this one. That'll get my 3 tokens for that. And you just kind of make a checklist and get it done. I love checklists at work. So when I have checklists in a game, I love that too, because I'm just going to be like, oh, this is great. I know exactly what I need to do. And then unlock this game. There is no microtransactions. There's no, you can have this suit for $4 of real life money. There's none of that BS. It's just straight up play the game, get cool costumes. And I love that. You want to talk about like the power-ups with that, maybe?
I was going to say the biggest incentive for me was, the looks, the costume looked cool, some of them. And then each outfit, except for the ones in the below that gave it to the beginning of the game. Like the Amazing Spider-Man and the other one, most of the outfits each have their own unique power ability per outfit. And the good news is, if you like the look of another outfit, you can put that and use the power you unlock from the new outfit. So it's not like you're bound to it or anything. So you can just like mix and mash and put them a few more perks to help you out. Stuff. But I like that. Even though I unlocked a lot of that, I'm still using the focus one where you generate focus faster, because that helps me with healing when I screw up. So
exactly. Yeah. There is one suit power up that you can equip at a time, and that usually is a really good one. It's like your ultimate move. You have to click both thumbsticks to use it. It has to be charged up. You have to have enough charged up to use it. Like you said, there's the focus one. That's the one you get right from the start. But there are others that are pretty cool in there that I encourage you to try. There's one. My favorite suit in the game is the Spider-Man Mach 4. It's the Iron Man style suit. It's a way later stage suit. You get, it's one of the last ones you can unlock. It's all metallic, shiny metal. It looks like Iron Man's suit in in material, but it's Spider-Man's red and blue iconic colors. And it has a black kind of crazy looking spider on it with a green glow background behind it. His eyes are green and has like red, black around his green eyes. It is like, so good. I like fly around the city. It's like shiny metallic. And then in the cutscene, he's got like the green eyes and it just looks, I've taken so many snapshots of just him in the suit and I'm like, this is so cool. I love it. But
you need to post these on our Facebook.
That page, one, by the way. I know. I'm so freaking lazy. I need to do that. But I'm about to go on vacation, so I might just have to try to do it on my phone. Well, I have it set up on my PS app now on my phone, so I should be able to do it with no problem. Maybe I'll do that here tonight. But what was I saying? Oh, the suit is gorgeous, but the power up that comes with that suit is energy shield that goes over your coats over your entire body, and it reflects all damage. Like you can get shot with a rocket launcher and you won't get killed. You can get a grenade can go off right below your feet, you won't take any damage. Like it's sick. It's a really cool
power.
That's
crazy. Wow.
It only lasts for about 30 to maybe 45 seconds. And that's the only criticism is you can't upgrade these perks. Like you can't upgrade them. You can't make them longer or none of that kind of stuff. But that one's really cool. There's another one that comes with like a red shiny, I don't know. It's like a real buff suit. It's like a bruiser kind of suit. The perk that comes with that, it gives you like upgraded fist power. Like you have upgraded punching power and you literally like one hit KO like basic enemies, like basic little soldiers.
Oh, wow.
So you just run, you click both thumbsticks, it activates, and his hands are glowing like purple. And he almost kind of looks like Iron Fist, and he just kind of like knocks people out like instantly. That one's really fun too, because you just feel like OP, like invincible. Super OP. Yeah. But yeah, those suit power ups are cool. And then the little perks that you're talking about, you can do like the three perks. One might, your health regenerates faster. You can get XP faster, or there's just three other little side perk things that you can equip too. So I'm excited to see if then the second game, they really expand that and they allow you to like boost those. And there's a level one of that punch power up. And then there's a level two and a level three, you know, like that would be fun if they kind of expanded that system. The skill tree is there, but I don't find myself like chomping at the bit to unlock stuff. I'm level 45 and I've just about unlocked everything. I think I have two things left to unlock.
Nice.
But you can kind of just go through as you play and like, I'm going to unlock the top row. Now I'm going to unlock the second row. Mm-hmm. And like, it's fine. It'll get you through the game. It's not like you're missing out on any skills there.
No, the only one was there was a side, one of the side stuff you can do, side activities. There's like a lab thing you do. And if you don't have the ability, it would tell you, like you would get there, it would tell you, you need the ability, in order to do this. So that's the only thing, but it's a side thing. You can do it at the end of the game. You don't have to like do it right now.
Yeah.
But that's the only thing I noticed. But yeah, it's good.
That's what I'm doing is I'm kind of, I'm going and doing a DLC story mission here and there when I want to. And then I'm going and like, what costume do I want to unlock next? Okay, what do I need to do for that? Then I'm going to collect the tokens. I haven't even done one side. Maybe I did a couple side missions back when I first played this game. Oh, wow. But I haven't done any other side missions since. I'll go around and do that. But there's not a whole lot of side missions. If you look, each district has like one or two. That's it.
No. There's one district that has six.
Oh, well, maybe I did all of those because I don't really have very much left to do. Maybe I'm underestimating how much I already did. Yeah. I didn't know that. Six, really? Wow. Okay.
One of them has six, and they don't give you all six at once. You just have to progress in the game, I think, and then you unlock them slowly after you do the main stories.
Maybe that's what it is things. Too. Maybe I need to do the first one and then the second one and then
That's what it is. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
It's like weeds in your yard. They just keep appearing even though you don't want them to.
But for the most part, you're correct. It's either one or two, though, in the other districts. You are correct on that, yes.
Are they short? Excuse me. Are they short? Like, do they take a long time?
Some of them are short. It just depends on what – they're always different. The longest one I've seen for me is there's one where you have to go find someone, and they give you a picture to reference, a landmark, and you have to go find that in the city somewhere. At least they give you hints like, oh, it's in the Upper West District or whatever it is. So you have to go there, but then you have to find the exact same building where this person stood, which can be time-consuming a little bit because you're like trying to look at the picture and like, okay, where do I go? And but that's about it.
Yeah. Some of those drone ones really tick me off, like having to chase the drone down and like you have to – or the drone where it like drops a little blue orb and you have to touch the orb. And like some, you've done those where like you touch the
one.
Yeah, and you have to like chase after the orbs. And I like run into a building or like it just screw it up and I have to like restart. I was doing one of those the other night and I kept restarting. And I was like, I'm about to roll my controller. I need to quit doing this type of mission. I might not even do them. I might not finish them, I'll just have to catch it on a good day or something.
I was going to say, because you have to do them to face Taskmaster. I know that part from Chump Chase You.
That son of a biscuit.
Yeah. And he is tough cookie, which we'll talk about next time. But yes.
I fought him once. He just like appears.
Oh, yeah. The first time. Yeah. That's right.
He just appears. And then I like kicked his butt in an alley somewhere. It was really fun. I really liked the fight because you had to really concentrate on using your triangle and your spider sense and dodging him.
Yep.
You really have to work hard at it. Yeah.
It's not just a hack and slash game. Yeah. No, you gotta use your brain for that.
He's like, what's his name in Batman? Ezreal? Ezreal?
Ezreal?
That's who he's like.
Yeah.
You can take Batman and you can just put Spider-Man over top of the, like a Spider-Man skin on that game, and that's pretty much what this is. I think that's why we like it so much, because there's so many comparisons. So many.
Very. Very much so.
It's 4K at 60 hertz, so that's nice.
Beautiful game.
It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's gorgeous. Mm-hmm. You don't feel like you're even playing a PS4 game, honestly. It looks
great. Honestly, you don't. Yeah, besides the little tag there that says PS4, when you get into that game, it's like next gen already. It's amazing.
They did nice updates. The story, we didn't really talk much about the story, but it has all your villains in it. They all look cool. You got Scorpion, Rhino, Electro.
Shocker.
The Shocker. You've got the Sinister Six, basically. You've got Norman is in there, but he's the mayor. He's not a Green Goblin. You never see the Green Goblin. Which is pretty interesting. I think he might come around next time. We'll see. And then, of course, Mr. Negative is the main villain, Martin Lee. And I love the effects, the particle effects of Mr. Negative. I love that character. I love the idea behind the character of he literally is so consumed with rage and anger, which, hello, Redhead, I understand. he's so consumed with rage and anger that he manifests like these supervillain powers, and like his anger gets out of control and he can't control his powers. Like, I really like that idea. It's very simple, but it's effective, I think, as a villain. And Spider-Man as Peter is very much a type of person that wants to help everyone. I mean, friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. He wants to help everyone, and he really wants to help Martin. He really cares about him. You can tell, and you know, Martin has just gone to the way of Darth Vader and all the other nasty dark side folks. But
he's gone to the far end.
Okay. Go ahead. No, I said enough.
No, I was going to say quickly, very part of the story. What I like also, and we're related to the game, of course, you and I, because people already know this. I like how they have Miles Morales in the game too, and it's a lead up to the next game they're doing. So I'm like, okay, that's a nice touch, a nice connection, how they meet, and a lot of fun stuff. So they did a good job with that.
Here, let me ask you this. Are you going to play Miles after you play this?
Oh,
or are you going to take a break?
After what I've seen? No. I got nothing.
I don't feel like it either.
I'm not going to take a break because it'll be a different game, I'm sure. It's mm-hmm. Spider-Man, but a different game. I got nothing else to play till like sometime September, October. And that'll be right. a conversation for our next podcast. You guys will hear. But yeah, no, I'm definitely going to be picking it up for sure once I finish this.
Yeah, me too. And it's only like 20 to 30 hours if you don't try to complete everything. I think it's a little longer if you try to, if you're an Alex.
Right.
If you're a Ben like me, where you just do the story quick. But really, no, this game has sucked. What am I trying to say? I really like this game so much so that I'm not just trying to blaze through the story on easy. I am actually trying to like do all the little side things and just, it's like a sandbox. I just go in there and I forgot how much I love the sandbox of this. You just go in there and you're like, you know what? I don't really feel like beating up a bunch of guys and working hard. I just want to take pictures of landmarks. I'm going to go do a couple landmarks. I feel like beating up some guys. Let's go beat up a whole, let's clear a base, get a token for that.
Yep.
That suit looks damn sexy. Let's try to unlock that sexy ass suit and excuse my language. We're explicit, but there's our explicit tag. I said ass. I was trying so hard. But yeah, it's a great game. I think anyone with extra, anyone interested in getting extra, like you said, Alex, get extra. Play all these three games. Technically, I'd call it three games because you've got main story, DLC story, and Miles story. So you got all the Spider-Man you could want. And it pays for the extra price. I mean, $100, boom, you got them all. So,
right there. Yep, exactly.
Check it out, and we will see you on the flippity-flop, y'all. Peace.
Have a good one.